Hello and welcome to a Taylor's Tales podcast. This is Chris's Corner. I'm your host, Chris Taylor, and this is a brand new podcast. This is something that I've been wanting to do for a while. This podcast is going to be about talking with friends about random topics. We're going to have reviews of books. We're going to be critiquing some of the best films out there. Talking fitness, talking, every subject. We're going to be talking about relevant topics and current events and just general shenanigans, having a good time and talking about what we can do in the new normal, as they call it nowadays. If you think I'm qualified to do any of this, you'd be totally wrong. But it's going to, in a day's society, we need a little bit of breath of fresh air. I'm looking to start this podcast to deal with the pandemic, to provide people with a little bit more new content, and to channel my creativity, believe it or not, to have something of a bit more of an outlet other than creating websites, working hard at my company, and then also working out as well, working out hard. There's got to be other outlets. This was also inspired by the fact that I turned 25. A couple of weeks ago, and I really thought about what I'd accomplished in the past 5 years. It, put a smile on my face, and I want the next 5 years to be as good as the previous 5 years. And I want to get out of my comfort zone a little bit more. I want to see new countries other than the ones that I've been to. I want to live in new countries. I want to, talk to new people. I want to take this as a new way to be out there and provide my voice in a world that is already sort of so many podcasts out there, and so it's flush in the market. But nonetheless, the plan for the podcast is today we're going to be talking about fitness and general sport, and then podcast two will be looking at reviewing and analyzing and sort of just generally using Jocko Willink's leadership strategy and tactics guide as a way to understand current events and how we can use leadership and strategy in today's society, and really understand how this is important, and how today's pandemic needs new leaders in young people especially. Podcast three will be a guest on, and we'll be talking about all sorts of topics. Both of us can talk for England, and so my friend knows exactly how to take the conversation to both extremes and general subtleties as well. Podcast four will be talking about The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring, one of my favorite films of all time, and we're looking into the behind the scenes, some of the Lord of the Rings lore, some of the general actors who provided the generation of men and women from the early 2000s with absolute genius cinema. Podcast five will be talking about just random events and just having a bit of a chin wag, bit of a natter about how current politics and current today's society can adjust to the pandemic and can make better. We can be positive. I know this is coming from a guy who's in the middle of nowhere, white guy as well, and it sounds a little bit high and mighty, but nonetheless, we should put a smile on our face is and try and push forward and think how we can provide some solutions to the world. And that's the first step, is thinking that we can solve things, even if you're in the corner. But let's get on today's topics, fitness and sport. And so specifically, I want to start it off with running. It's very close to my heart, and I think that for me, I've been running for 5 years. I'm in a really good shape at the moment for me personally. I think that one of the things is that I've stopped comparing myself to other people. I've started comparing myself to my previous self. And so one of the things currently is that my current mileage is around, I think, recorded on Runkeeper. I think it's so re recorded for the past 2 years, it's 1,369 miles. This month we've got 46.3. Last month I got 97 miles in. This year so far, let's look at running, 419 this year, and we're 8 months in. And last year I got 417, with last year being an average of 8 minutes and 47 seconds per mile. This year it's 7 minutes and 24 seconds per mile. And no, I'm not juicing. I am feeling a lot livelier. I think it's because I've changed my diet. I've had a lot more carbohydrates this year, so I'm no longer going keto. I am having a nice balanced diet. I am no longer tracking my macros. I'm just eating high protein foods and being a little bit more flexible with how I do things and enjoying my food to fuel my workouts. And I think that's really important. Running as a whole, I'm loving it, loving how things are. I'm out in the countryside, I'm really enjoying that aspect of things, and that to me has made me feel a lot more alive. The marathon is cancelled this year, which is really sad, and that's the sort of thing that would have brought people together. It would have brought people together. Obviously, with COVID, that's not a good idea, which I understand why it's been cancelled, but nonetheless, it would have brought people together. It would have brought a little bit of fun and vibrancy, and I can understand why people are demotivated. I've seen it on the news. I've seen people saying that, oh, the London Marathon's no longer happening, therefore, I'm no longer going to be putting in my all into it, which is kind of sad for me, for somebody who runs independently and puts his all into running. And has a lot of passion for that. I have a lot of energy for that to say, oh, let's run, not just for running's sake or for a cause. Let's run because I need to run. I want to run. And I want to put my sort of energy into that. And it's sad to see that because this one goal wasn't achieved by people, that a lot of people will no longer do that and they won't do the virtual run. I think the virtual run's a fantastic idea. You don't need to be somewhere to be able to get a marathon in. You can get it done. I'll give you an example of what I'm currently working on. I'm currently doing every other week, I'm adding 2 miles. So last 2 weeks ago, I did 17.5 miles in 2 hours and 10 minutes. This, like the week before, I did 8 miles. Last Sunday, I did 8 miles, and every other week, I'll just up it. So this week I'll be doing 20 miles and I'll just do a nice little, I'll try and get that done in around 2 hours, and I would have said 35 minutes, something along those lines. 35, maybe 40, being sort of optimistic probably. But the idea is to get this done in 2 hours and, sorry, 3 hours and 5 minutes overall. One day, I doubt it. I think the first time I get this route done will be 3 hours 30 minutes, because that's, you know, after you've done the first half marathon, the second half marathon becomes extremely grueling. I would say from 20 miles onwards, it generally hurts. I mean, for me personally, my hip and my knees start wearing out because of the lack of salt in my body. But I've started to come up with new remedies to be able to get that done, which is taking salt pills, taking some sodium. I've got a couple of energy packets over there which I use to get me through the run. Really enjoying doing that, and hopefully one day I'll be able to get good for age, which is the idea, so that, you know, someone like me who's an asthmatic can prove that, you know, asthmatics can do, you know, you can still be an athlete and you can still really push yourself. Anyway, enough about running. Not everyone's into that, so I'll move on quickly. Weightlifting, something that I have. It's been a bit of a revolution, the pandemic, for me, with the gyms being closed. They're now reopened now, which is fantastic. I'm glad to see people back in there. But at the same time, it's not the same. You know, you've got social distancing. It's not going to be easy for people to get back into that. It's not going to be fun for people to be not be able to go in as in pairs, you know, not be able to have that sort of, you know, with a spin class, you've got this energy going on. You've got this sort of vibe, and where you've got the guy at the front really pushing you and saying, you can go one more, let's get the seat higher, let's get out of the seat. I'm the type of egotistical maniac who will be like, oh, I'm gonna get out of the seat, I'm gonna cycle harder than you are, and you're the teacher of the class. Like, that's the sort of mania, you know, the psychopathy where you're just like, I'm jacked and I'm ready to go. And that's like, not everyone's into that, not everyone is, but you know, this is what I miss about the gym, is that there's that sort of aspect. But at the same time, I've got into a fantastic routine where I'm doing weights four or five times a week, where I do chest, back, and biceps on Monday and Thursday, and then I do shoulders, triceps, and legs on Tuesdays and Fridays, with full body on a Saturday, and then I do a cardio session on Wednesdays and Sundays, as well as doing abs Monday to Saturday. And that's a general thing that gets, you know, all of, that sounds like a lot, I know. But what I do is I take an hour of my morning, get that done, get the weights and all the cardio done, and then in the afternoon I normally go for a walk and just get some fresh air and, you know, reload my mind, really, you know, recollaborate. Because obviously, if you're stuck indoors, you feel that the world's closing in, you're in a cage, you know. That's a great Lord of the Rings quote there, cage. But nonetheless, I feel that even though the gyms are reopening now, we can slowly feel ourselves getting back into things. Let's hope that we can take some of our favorite things, and that me personally, I love that I've kept this regime going. I'm in good shape, and I'm hoping people out there, they're not ego lifting. They're not, just getting straight in there and like, I can still lift the same weight I can before, because you can't. Like, that's not a good idea. Just, take it easy, take it slow. Re sort of do things, and again, I'm not qualified to say any of this. This is just through a couple of years of experience where I've done things. So, yeah, take this with a pinch of salt and do not quote me. But anyway, let's move on again, because obviously not qualified. Yoga, I've missed that. I missed, like I said, with spin class, I've missed the group setting, and that for me is it's really key, because if you're on your own and you're doing yoga to a YouTube video, there's only so much you can push yourself forward. And yes, there is that internal battle where you're like, oh, I can, with running and with weightlifts, you can just push yourself physically and feel an exertion. That's a good way of putting it, I think. And you can sweat and you can feel the pain. But with yoga, it's like you're battling the inner breath. Your breath is your enemy in this sense, and that's for me impossible to sort of battle against. But there's that element of camaraderie. We're all, moving into one pose. We're, that's something I do miss, and that's life. That's life. And I think the new normal, from what I'm predicting, I think the next 2 years won't be the same. I think that this is almost like the 1930s sort of Great Depression all over again, where we have an economic collapse, and then everyone has to readjust, and that can be horrible. That can be, not fun for a lot of people. But at the same time, we've got to learn to adjust. And if I can't do yoga classes and I can't do spin class, that's a small price to pay in the overall scheme of things. And it's white boy problems, let's put it that way. Apart from, obviously I've missed that. And in the world of fitness at the moment, there's a lot of good people out there. Buff Dudes, Jeff Nifford, all the standard guys out there really pushing to provide everyone with good content. It's hard not to feel a little bit dejected by the fitness industry, where they provide these quite simple home workouts that, I will be honest, don't really sort of push you to your limits. And that's why I created freefitness.dev. Check it out. Good website. Version 1 is up. Version 2 will be within the next year or so. Free time, free time. But freefitness.dev is where I've just put some free sort of a nutrition plan, fitness plan, all of that stuff. I'm not going to plug it any further. It's just a personal project. But anyway, fitness information, Jeff Nippard, Buff Dudes, John. Mountain Dog, Mountain Dog, the Mountain Dog, Mountain Dog. He's fantastic. One of my favorite people to get out of there. Obviously, there's so many other girls out there. Natasha Oceane, she's fantastic. She's my favorite YouTuber for just having a positive attitude when you're at home. I mean, there's very few people out there who are willing to not sell their soul to the fitness industry, let's be honest. There's enough juiced up guys out there who are sort of presenting to young men this sort of unattainable non-steroid lifestyle. But anyway, enough about that. Just check those people. Three people I've talked about there: Buff Dude Channel, Jeff Nippard, Natasha Oceane. Oh, four people, and Mountain Dog. Check those people out. They're great. Football. So we've had the Premier League. We've had my favourite team, Chelsea. We came fourth. We got a Champions League spot. Thank God. Thank Buddha, I should say. But nonetheless, it's important for the Chelsea Football Club to get that Champions League space. It's a proof that the club investing in young people and investing in young players, we can get a lot out of it. This is important, and this is really proof of concept. Man U did do it to an extent as well, and I'm excited for this club. I see Frank Lampard pushing further. I see that he's taking some of the old guard. He's getting rid of them. Willian got sold today, when we were recording on the 15th of August, and he's been sold to Arsenal. And I think that level of confidence from the club to sell a player who has done fantastic this season with 9 goals and 11 assists for Chelsea and sell them to a rival club, I think that's, you know, really, that's confidence. That's a level of confidence. We've got brand new players like Ziyech and Werner in who are going to be amazing up front. But one thing I'm worried about is our defence. And I think that is what we need to invest in. Some of the young players need more time. Tomori, for instance. Some players need to... We may need to bring in a big money name. I'm not too sure about that. I'm not sure about Ben Chilwell. But I will say that Chelsea are exciting. And although we got thrashed by Bayern in the Champions League, there is positives to be taken from that. And for me personally, it's the fact that there's youngsters in there like Mason Mount, like, well, basically the entire team. And his name, Tammy Abraham. That's who I was thinking of. Sorry, I'm stumbling over my words for the moment, but you have to bear with me. But to see Pedro and Willian go, that was really upsetting. But at the same time, it's their time. They're 32 years old. They're wingers. That's how it goes. That's how the business is. We've got to be a little bit cold-hearted in the sense that do we want Champions League football? We want Premier League titles. We want more in the future. And it's important to see that, and it's important to see that Frank's moving forward with that. Anyway, important on top of that is that last night Leipzig just beat Atletico Madrid, which I thought was brilliant because it's such a young club, sort of beating the one of the top dogs. Atletico Madrid. And so I think that this is so intriguing to see such a club like that play at such a high level. And it was great to see two fantastic goals and the fact that they fought all the way into the last minute. I think it was the 87th minute they scored the final goal. And that's, you know, that shows composure and the ability to endure. Because I know what it's like to run for an hour and a half and it's not fun. Let's be damn honest. And I know that's a hypocrisy run there. But anyway, you'll find that in this podcast. We've also got Barca versus Bayern Munich in the semi-final. And that, I may be wrong. Maybe I'm wrong at this point of recording. But nonetheless, if that happens, I'm super excited. I predict that if that happens, that Bayern will win because they're a more composed team. And I think that Messi will score because he's just a magician at the moment. He is so leading the team for Barca, and I think he's pretty tired of an unorganized team where they're not striving. I mean, they just let Real Madrid win the league for the first time in something like 5 years, and they're going up against Bayern, who I think are a better team, and they're going to make them look silly. And although I'm a Chelsea fan, I don't have a, you know, sort of leg in the game, it's still going to be fascinating to watch. And I'm extremely excited for football, Premier League football next season, as well as the current Champions League football that's happening. Even in the pandemic, even without fans, I still love the highlights. I still love all of that. And I hope you're excited too. A few of you, maybe like one or two people are excited. Everyone else has just switched off by this point. But anyway, let's end it on a high here. It's been a short podcast. This is just to get you a nice little taste, a little sample of what's to come for Chris's Corner. I think that the next few podcasts could be really interesting. This is going to be a unknown for me personally, and I think there's so much more to look into. I'm going to be bringing more people. I'm going to, you know, get a few conversations going. There's going to be a little bit of controversy every now and then because my opinion is very strong, and you may have to take them with a pinch of salt every now and then, just because I am naive when it comes down to a few things in life. I may have traveled a little bit, but that doesn't really mean shit in a lifetime like this. And I may have a little bit of experience in the industry, but that also, I've got so much more to learn. And I'm hoping that we're going to learn together. And I think this is the main thing, is accepting that you've got a lot more to learn from other people. And I'm hoping to do that. So thanks for listening. This has been Chris's Corner. This is a Taylor's Tales podcast. And I hope you'll listen next week. So I'll see you around, and I'll keep you posted.